Welcome to Tony Steak Podcast.
Episode 46. Wait, not just 46, just entertainment. We already did the sports, so if you're looking for sports, you need to go back a little bit. It's already been done.
Go to the sports genre.
Yeah, but look, entertainment is upon you.
It's Are you upon ready all for of it? Us.
Let's just jump right into a little bit of technology entertainment.
Ooh.
This is actually... What?
Dobby's favorite kind.
Well, not this particular story, but this is going to give Andy a little lady boner.
Is it not the sex doll thing?
I'm sure there's an app for it.
The sex robot? Okay, so it's not your favorite thing. My bad.
Yeah. The Samsung Galaxy S9
Samsung
and S9 Plus have been announced. They're cool. Coming from an outsider like myself, who's, you know, strictly Apple everything.
Isn't this Andy's phone?
This is Andy. Well, he has like a... What do you have right there? Is that an S5?
Galaxy S7.
Oh!
Gotcha.
Ooh, two behind now.
So are you going to get this?
He doesn't... He gets them every like 6 years.
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Is it that much of an upgrade?
I still have like 6 months left on this phone.
Oh.
I got the 30-month plan.
Well, you can pre-order this on March 2nd. That's in a couple days.
Yeah.
But, they start at $720 and go as high as about $870, depending on your carrier. All that can, I guess, change. I don't know why.
Yeah, AT&T fucks you harder.
Okay.
So, just how it works.
Honestly, I looked at the video today. I think it's a hell of a phone. It's wall-to-wall screen, kind of very... basically looks like a Google Pixel. It's not quite the 10 where it's like all the way to this edge.
I think you're bearing the lead. It's got a headphone jack.
Is that the lead?
It is the lead.
Why is that the lead?
I don't
headphone
give a
jack.
Shit.
Oh, it's amazing.
I use fucking Bluetooth headphones anyways.
Oh, but who? Some people don't. Look at that Bluetooth.
So when you're in an old car and you need an auxiliary cord, you're
an Amtrak going.
That's about it.
I actually have a Bluetooth thing for my car.
So you don't even need it.
But I listen to podcasts on airplane mode, which turns off your Bluetooth.
Well, our phones can turn your Bluetooth on.
You can turn it on airplane mode and click on Bluetooth.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe not on his phone, though.
And Wi-Fi. Just so you know, you can use both.
But I just like that.
Mode.
I like to listen straight out.
Unless the Galaxy doesn't do that. Yeah. I know the iPhone does.
Oh, my God.
Our phone does. Our phone does. I don't think yours does, Andy. Wow, that's embarrassing.
I still prefer to listen straight out of the hole rather than using some...
Interesting. You do like the hole.
Magic. Wireless
technology.
That's what
we do. We use magic over here.
Yeah.
No, I think the lead... I mean, the phone's nice. Everyone's very happy about where they put the thumbprint sensor. You're not going to cover the camera screen anymore. The camera
shit
anymore.
About thumbprints.
Although,
I don't want the government to know my thumbprint.
The Samsung gives it right to the Korean government.
Yeah.
The thing they have, it's a step above what the iPhone has, is like the Animoji. And it's only on iPhone 10, so a lot of people still don't even know what the fuck it is. But on the Samsung one, and will it go to your phone, Andy? Do you even know about it?
That's the thing where you get turned into a fucking animal. Why would I care about that?
No.
If it was an article I started reading and the Animoji, I would fucking throw my computer out a window.
It doesn't turn you into an animal. It actually turns you into a cartoon. It takes you, what you're wearing, and all that shit. It makes you a cartoon. That's why it's pretty badass.
I don't want to be a cartoon.
Why not?
You already kind of are a cartoon. You kind of look like Dilbert.
What if it did turn you into an animal? What animal would you want to be?
Let me see if I can find this. I'm surprised you didn't see this.
I know what you're talking about. It's dumb.
Like, turning into a piece of poop is not that cool. But this, it turned you into...
I've never used an emoji in my life.
Wow. I feel like this is a bold statement, Andy.
I've never...
I feel like he totally hasn't.
Some point in your life, you've used an emoji. But you're just testing it out?
Hey, I use correct punctuation when I text, so that's like the opposite of emojis.
Andy has never... He hasn't even sent 1,000 text messages in his life.
That's not true, but...
You still use postage, huh?
Postage?
Yeah, sending mail.
Totally a letter?
Postage.
Okay, well, what do you think about Bixby?
Is that a personal assistant?
God damn it, you don't know any of that. Yeah, basically. So you can take a picture of anything.
So Siri?
And it'll tell you what it is. It'll give you like a calorie count or
Where
a price tag
is?
Of where you can find it, all that
Why
kind of
calorie
shit.
Calorie count? Are you fucking serious?
Why would you need that? And like, if I take a picture of a mixed shit, is it going to give me the calories of all that shit combined?
No, you take a picture of a dump?
No, you have to take a droplet of it.
Yeah. Let's say you're going to a chicken bowl and it's got veggies, rice, sauce. Is it going to fucking count that shit?
I'm not the expert on it.
See?
I don't know.
Dumb. Fucking myth busted. Next.
is it a myth? This is an actual thing.
Until it wasn't.
It's kind of cool, though. So you take a picture of a book, and it'll tell you, like, the cheapest spot you can find it. Or a watch, and it'll tell you where you can get it for how much.
What if I take a picture of you, will it give me your Facebook?
I don't know, Andy. Why don't you download Bixby, that'd be some crazy and then you tell us.
Integration. I wouldn't care either way. It's not what it's for.
Now, keep in mind, I do not endorse this phone over an iPhone.
What is it for, Andy?
What?
Just calls and...
Yeah, it's calls, internet.
Yep. That's it.
Dick pics.
Well, what about, yeah, your 3D porn, you freak.
Virtual, the virtual 3D porn. Reality.
Your VR nonsense.
Do you still have that going on?
Oh, of course
it's going on. I have it.
Tony's
going
to need
on.
To borrow your phone after the pod.
Well, I've watched it before. It blows my mind.
We haven't
mind,
seen
literally.
It in a while, actually. But all in all, they say it's an impressive, you know, new build. It's very similar resemblance to your, I think, even the S7. I didn't hear anything about full waterproofing or anything like that. But all in all, a decent upgrade. I'm impressed by these phones.
You're paying for hardware there. You want the newest chip in there.
I could honestly give a shit about these phones. Me Galaxy too. And iPhone, really. I mean...
Wait, what?
I do, I think... What's the... You know, it's the 10's the new one, right?
Yeah.
What was the one before that? 7?
Well, there was 11. An 8 that came out simultaneously.
So I have the 7. So.
7's a very good phone.
Yeah, it's
fine.
That's
what I had beforehand.
But I mean, like... Really? Like, every fucking year? I feel like it's every, maybe like twice a year now, man. They're just coming out left and right.
Well, they're allegedly going to be announcing new iPads, I think, in March.
What iPad is that?
I don't know.
See, iPad 9.
All these numbers.
I just got an Apple Watch recently. I didn't know it was the third Apple Watch.
Look at that.
I don't know how many watches are out there. What?
Apple Watch 3.
Yep.
And you're liking it so far, yeah?
I do like it. It's pretty cool.
Is it useful?
Reminds me a lot of stuff. It's useful if you like to see like that you're moving around a lot and you exercise and
so
whatnot.
So it's pretty much a Fitbit, but like on roids.
Yeah, it talks to me sometimes, like, hey, Anthony.
Oh, wow. Now, what I want to know is the functionality worth it, like the texting and the all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, are you talking to it like a spy yet?
I have talked to it a few times, but I mean, I don't use it for that. Like, I will, like, obviously, if I get a text, it does come to here, and I'll look at it and be like, okay, and then...
Is it worth your time?
But I don't respond to it that much.
Okay.
But I mean, I don't know. I mean, I just, when I got it, first of all, I was... A gift, so I didn't have to like buy it. So that's the only reason why I have it. I wouldn't have gone out and bought it,
purchased it.
The reason I really wanted it though wasn't just for like having texts come up and stuff like that. It's like I wanted it more so I could see like an accurate amount of what's going on with my health during
steps
the day.
And
yeah, steps, and it's
distance,
got your
blood pressure,
calories burned,
yeah, heart rate, not like quite blood pressure.
I don't
pressure,
think it has
but,
VP.
Yeah, but
glucose.
It's got heart rate.
That's gonna be the four. It's gonna like it's gonna randomly inflate and just gonna
but it's
take
pretty
a BP
cool because like it also tracks like how many hours you've been standing and so like if you're literally
does it track how many hours of the office you've watched
when you're sitting down for a while it literally will alert you like hey Tony you've been sitting a while why don't
get
you
your
move
fat
around
ass
for about
up
a minute. So that's pretty funny.
I saw a thing today that it to a percent I don't remember if it was 18 or 80% but nonetheless yeah I think it was closer to 80 of like it, whether or not you might have diabetes or be getting close to having
diabetes.
Yeah, diabetes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's a, like an epidemic. You see articles pop up periodically of like Apple Watch or whatever Fitbit saved my life. Like it detected some sort of
ad.
You know, nonsense going on, and I went to a doctor and something was going on with me.
Interesting.
It's a free case, but nonetheless, yeah. It could save one life. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely. I agree. I just wanted to know like if the functionality was worth it because I've always been interested in it.
Yeah, I mean, you like to work out and exercise and stuff, so I mean, it'd be. Cool for you, I'm sure.
Yeah,
my stance,
and I like the Fitbit. It's just
it might be annoying when you're driving the ambulance around, and all of a sudden it's like, well, Carter, you should get up because then you have to pull over on the side of the road. Someone's dying in the back of your truck. You got to say, hey, sorry, give me a minute
Siri,
here.
Fuck off, real quick. Huh?
I gotta walk around for a minute, and then we'll make sure you get to the hospital.
There you go. Does Siri calculate that I just lifted a 400-pound person?
Yeah.
They probably have diabetes.
Been doing some heavy
that watch on them.
How's the laser cutter on it?
That's enough.
Oh, Andy.
No, I'm not James Bond.
007 Watch. Not yet.
I remember playing that Nintendo 64 game, and I thought that was always the coolest thing ever, was when he had the laser watch.
And
you could laser
gun.
Off things. And GoldenEye.
Yeah.
Well, is that enough electronics talk?
I think so.
Let's jump right into some Hollywood. Hollyweird.
Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Andy's favorite, Kevin Smith. was doing a...
No, my favorite Kevin Smith was that running back though in Detroit.
Okay, Andy, so. God damn it. Well, wait, your what? Second favorite, Kevin Smith.
Wait, Kevin Smith? Oh, the running back for Detroit? I had him on fantasy one year. Long time ago.
The way you phrased that was bad. My favorite Kevin Smith.
You want to know me?
You said one of my favorite directors or something like that. So just rethink your English next time.
How am I going to know you have another Kevin Smith that you like
okay,
more?
Kevin Smith.
He's got a Kevin Smith shrine.
Generic name ever.
Okay. Andy's favorite Hollywood director slash actor known
He's
as...
He's not my favorite Hollywood director.
He is now. Kevin Smith. Let the record show it's his favorite.
I can't believe you like Derek Smith. I mean, Kevin Smith.
I hope Netflix just recommends Kevin Smith movies.
Trust me, they're listening. They're that phone. Is that connected to Netflix at all?
Oh, it is.
I put on airplane mode.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But you've left the Bluetooth on, so...
anyway... I don't know why we're laughing so much.
This is a very serious subject.
He was doing he just finished his first show Sunday night in Hollywood and canceled a second one after not feeling so hot and went to the emergency room. And he was on the verge of what they call a widowmaker heart attack, meaning whatever valves. I had the article up. I have a stupid TMZ one up now, and it doesn't give you anything other than something about Kardashians at the bottom of the article. Whatever valve in your body that's going on that gets blocked. His was 100% blocked.
Oh, yeah, wow. Full blockage.
Had he stayed and done that second show, he even said, he's like, I would have been dead.
No. Damn, that's nuts.
Crazy.
And crazy. You know,
listen to your body, folks.
Especially for heart attacks and strokes and whatnot, the response time of getting you to a specialty unit to take care of that stuff, like he had to go to the cath lab to probably get operated on, clear the blockage, and get a stent in, placed in that valve where it just kind of, it's like a little metal thing that expands and keeps the valve open. So it's very serious. And if that response time takes any longer, there's can be serious damage that's caused to your brain, body functions, everything. It's pretty intense.
Crazy thing too. I'm reading on here. His father died of a heart attack and his mother is battling heart issues. Holy shit.
So that also then sounds like it's a little hereditary too then, right?
Well, he's a very big guy.
Well, he's a big guy too, and he's obviously, he's probably unhealthy, but I think hereditary stuff also sometimes plays a factor in certain stuff, doesn't it?
Maybe. Did he have an Apple Watch on?
I was just going to say that.
Maybe Siri alerted him. Like, do that second show, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, I ordered you an Uber.
That is the funny thing about the Apple Watch is it will let you know when your heart rate is like you could set it to say like, oh, if my heart rate's like, if my resting heart rate all of a sudden is like above 120 a minute, it'll alert you and say, hey, like, calm down, or hey, relax, your heart's up there a little bit.
Wow.
Because I remember I had a friend of mine.
I wonder if that is something that happened where you.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine that was in a. She had an Apple Watch on and she was in traffic and all of a sudden it beeped at her saying, like, relax a little bit. Your heart's jumping.
Road rage is getting out of control.
That's just funny because it's like, you know, you're stressing because you're in traffic. You want to whatever. And all of a sudden, it's like, it senses like, hey, fuck out. But yeah.
Did you mention who he is, actually? I think we just kind of.
Kevin Smith. So, Clerks.
Yeah.
Jay and Silent Bob.
Jay and Silent Bob universe.
He's
Silent Bob, yeah. He also directed Tusk.
He also does, which he's right now, you know, huge for, is the comic book. Men, is that what it's called?
Yeah,
it's a
with Ralph
TV
Garman.
Show. Oh, I think it's AMC, right?
Oh, it's a TV show, but yeah,
yeah.
He does a lot of podcasts.
Yes, he does.
He has
an innovator in this field.
Oh yeah,
very.
So
we wish him a good recovery and
speedy.
Yeah, he wants to reboot Jay and Silent Bob, and he wants to do it eventually. So
oh yeah, hopefully.
Well, let's move right on. So some fresh news. And I'm using that on purpose, the word fresh.
Ooh, Fresh Prince?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is getting... There's rumors about a potential reboot. However...
I already wrote that for this website.
Well, did you? Because... Okay. There's a caveat.
Oh, shit.
It might be Fresh Princess.
That's not my idea.
You know, this day and age where it's very sexist to reboot a show the same way. You know what? Hold on. Mark my words. 10 to 20 years from now, instead of a reboot where it's a woman, it'll be a transgender person
maybe.
That they'll be rebooting.
Well, if they could swindle somehow
Fresh
getting
Prince
Will Smith princess. Back involved where he's maybe the dad of this princess.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
They won't get that.
They won't get
Come
that.
On.
He would be in a fucking sitcom.
So there's also talk of it being potentially a cartoon.
Okay. Then we've heard, we've heard enough of that.
And it's kind of funny. This article is written like I'm reading an Apple article. Like they're looking at the patents on this shit. They are filing patents on like memorabilia, like shirts and shit, which you could see a lot more, like, I feel like, on cartoon stuff.
I feel like this is going to be, this is like fake, like Danny McBride doing the movie.
I'd be okay with that. Yeah. I honestly think, I mean, look at Fuller House. Does anyone like that show?
Can I plug the article I wrote?
Plug your article, Andy.
So when Fuller House came out, I wrote an article about other reboots they can make. And one of them was the new Fresh Prince, where
it's a very good article.
Jaden is forced to move to Philadelphia in the mean streets. I thought that was a great idea.
That is a great idea.
Much better than a princess.
So it's the reverse of Fresh Prince.
And honestly, they could still call it Princess and have Jaden star in it.
Oh,
that's... Willow. They could do Princess and do Willow.
Yeah.
And she could whip her hair around.
Back and forth.
But, yeah, I mean, that was one of the, you know, my favorite shows growing up as a kid. I love that show. I like how...
Yeah, I'd actually just be into it if it was just Carlton as an adult.
I bet you would, yeah.
I'd be into that
Carlton too. Actually hosts some random blackjack show on Game Show.
Now I can see Carlton coming back and him being the father.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because he's got nothing to do. Like, people came back.
Yeah, and hopefully they can just score a cameo from Will Smith every now and then.
He doesn't have anything better to do because... I don't know if it still airs, but he was doing a Catch-21, like, blackjack show on Game Show Network. He was the host of that with some really attractive middle-aged brunette woman.
I think that's what a lot of those people do. Like, Al Borland did Family Feud for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that the guy from
Home Improvement.
Home Improvement. Yeah, thank you for not telling me.
You're welcome.
But he's the beard guy.
And flannel, I think.
Yeah, and I think with with the reboots of Fuller House, Roseanne, all that kind of stuff. Makes sense.
See, but Roseanne, I didn't watch that show, but I'm fine with it just knowing that John Goodman's on board.
It's the whole cast. It's not,
just him. But
like Fuller House, remember, had a John Stamos on for like 12 minutes, and like, I'm never watching this again. John Stamos is out. I'm gone.
Yeah. Very true.
But yeah, I worry that they're going to just butcher it.
Girl Meets World. I mean,
that show sucks. Did you ever see that?
No, I've never watched it, but I'm just saying, like, all these reboots that are coming back, it makes sense to have the Fresh Prince, which was such
still alive.
I think he is.
Okay.
Is that the teacher?
Yeah, the neighbor that just somehow followed those kids. Kind of creepy.
Especially creepy nowadays, knowing elementary school, a lot of things are.
High school. College.
He's called the life coach.
Neighbors.
He's not just a teacher. He's a life coach.
Followed them everywhere they went.
And he was married the most enlightening by far.
But yeah, that was the main story from today that I was into. And not in a good way. I'm kind of let down. I think it'll be bad.
Okay.
But best of luck, mate.
Everything Will Smith's done over the last 5 years has been a disaster. So.
But you don't even think he'll be in this. And yeah, Bright was bad. He did that movie with his
concussion
son.
Concussion thing where he did the bad, like, Haitian accent.
I enjoyed it. I
never saw a concussion.
Yeah. I didn't mind it. That was probably...
There's the one where he's like the con man with Margot Robbie.
No. I get that movie sucked, but I would have done that. He get to hook up with Margot Robbie?
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on. I would make anything.
I did enjoy one movie where he... What was it called? He was like...
Pursuit of Happiness?
No, it was... He would see like his emotions or... Like he met like fear, death, all these...
Oh, Hitch.
No, I'll have to look it up. But
no, I know what you're talking about. I never saw that movie.
I didn't mind it.
Wait, is that where
it was very similar to the 7 Pounds? If you guys have seen,
He's the gay dude, and he's like a drifter.
You're thinking of Milk?
No, definitely not.
What movie is that one?
Is it the gay dude and he's a drifter?
Yeah, he comes into people's lives and changes them for the better. It's an old movie. Is that 7 Pounds?
7 Pounds.
Okay,
where he like gives certain things to people.
Yeah, he's wearing
and
that.
He gives. Yeah.
Okay.
Spoiler.
Yeah, go watch that. That's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
But while you're looking that up, if you were looking it up,
I am.
Should we get into the box office?
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's jump on in.
So, pretty big weekend for one movie. It's in week two, and in week two, it has jumped over $400 million in box office. That is the one and only Black Panther at 97% fresh. This weekend took down nearly $112 million. That is fucking insane.
It was a crazy low drop off. That, like, usually you have a huge decline from the first week. And to get over $100 million your second week is just crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, $403.6 million in week two. That, oh my God. But, I mean, what do you think this week will be? Like 70 million?
50? No, it'll 50? Go further down. It'll, I think everyone's seen it now. Take a I haven't, but.
Big jump. I've seen it. It was. But, I enjoyed it a lot.
A lot of people said it's really, really good.
Yeah, it's very good. And I was kind of sick of superhero movies, but, you know, just. It is what it is, but it was really enjoyable. I liked it a lot.
Huh. Let's see. I mean, Game Night, which I honestly forgot about. I want to see that.
Yeah, Carter said it was funny.
80%. Yeah. That's insane for a comedy.
Like a comedy? Yeah. I want to see it, right. Too.
So, it's very similar to Horrible Bosses.
I like same Horrible people. Bosses a lot.
Yeah, Horrible Bosses. Yeah,
same
good.
People, and it's just, it's great. It's fucking hilarious. Go see it. Highly recommend it.
It's 17.1 million.
Very good humor. Jason Bateman's kind of like one of my favorite guys, comedian actors, just because he's kind of just keeps it real.
Yeah,
but he like does it in a funny way where he's just kind of like really blunt about it.
We talked about him last episode, 2 weeks ago.
Really?
When this
about how we actually want him to go do a silly role like dodgeball because he hasn't done that.
Yeah,
he's always like the straight man who's like making fun of the situation.
But, yeah,
like,
absolutely.
It's like he's never the silly character.
That Will Smith movie was called Collateral Beauty, and it was decent.
Sounds familiar, but I can't think of it off the top of my head. Let's see. The offensive movie Peter Rabbit, 58%, did $12.8 million.
That looked fucking awful. My mom took my nephew to go see that, and I banished her from the movie theater.
The
movie was like shit. And, of course, my nephew enjoyed it.
Well, I mean, you would like that if you're a kid.
No, you wouldn't.
You didn't watch a stupid movie with animated animals?
No, I only
He's still doing that.
The cool movies.
Yeah. The cool movies, yeah.
You tell me you never
watched. You're going to tell me you're going to sit there and talk shit on Air Bud?
That wasn't, first of all, that wasn't animated.
Never watched it.
Oh, did you say anime? I thought you said animal.
Animated.
Yeah, Air Bud was good.
Wait, did you say animal or animated?
I said animated animals, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So it was all of the above, yeah. I never saw Air Bud. Any of them.
I don't know. I think I did in Homeward like elementary
Bound?
School.
I liked Homeward Bound. But that had a cat,
Air Bud had
a dog,
the classic scene.
And a porcupine.
Where at the end they put the dog in the middle, you had to choose where you had to go with. So stupid. Why would that matter?
And he just ran to like Petco.
We'll see who the real owner is. It's not fucking legally
that happened
binding.
In, I think that kind of happened in The Simpsons.
I'm sure it did.
Episode.
Okay. Everything.
God damn it.
Simpsons had 49 seasons.
Okay, well.
Everything has happened.
Yeah.
Well, they predicted it. Well, no. They just,
well, it's the one where.
They ran out of ideas and they wrote
where
every
he,
idea
they Homer gets mad at like Santa's little helper. And then he ends up going off and he saves someone's life and he ends up being like the face of Duff Beer or something. And then the original owner. Sees him and wants him back.
I have seen that episode.
And then at
these
the
are
end,
just computer program now. They just write these plots.
At the end, he's got him there, and like Bart's kind of looking at him, and the other guy's looking at him. And it's like, who do you want
that's
to go
to?
That's
an old episode.
They should do that thing, because I know some of them do like scripts and stuff, where they have the computer write a script or something, or like a scene. They should do that for a Simpsons episode. I think you have such a big pool that it might work out.
Mm-hmm. That was the big stuff. Jumanji's still on the radar.
Really good movie.
Was that number three?
Has any of you seen it yet?
I haven't seen it.
Peter Rabbit was number three. Then you have Annihilation. Seen what?
Jumanji?
No, I will watch it.
It's I like it.
I thought it was awesome. I thought it was really good. That's really old.
Annihilation? How's that doing?
That 86%, and it did 11.2.
I think that's going to trigger the game.
Ooh.
So, last week we talked about Annihilation. We do have a game. Wanted to see it, but I heard some bad things before the reviews came out. And the reviews came out, and no, it's really good.
Yeah, it's getting, I think, 86% right now.
No advertising at all. So
yeah, very, very limited.
They kind of buried this movie and didn't have a chance. No one saw it.
I'm going to go see it for
but
sure.
But it's starring Natalie Portman.
It's my girl.
Natalie.
And, well, it's Tony's girl.
Natalie.
Ooh.
Natalie.
So we're going to play a game for Tony here.
Tony, get in the zone.
I'm ready.
You fucking paying attention?
I am.
Are you fucking
you in the zone?
Attention?
I just saw a really crazy ending to a basketball game, so I had to. I was off a little bit.
Okay, but now are you in the Natalie Portman zone?
I'm back.
Are you picturing her bald head and V for Vendetta?
What you want, Natalie?
I am now.
Carter, no.
Not that one?
Okay. I knew that was a movie. Come
okay.
on. All right, let's go.
Okay, so here's the game,
Andy.
The premise of the game.
All
right. I'm going to say a movie, and you have to say whether it's a Natalie Portman movie or not.
Okay. I got that.
All right. So, number one. Knight of Cups.
Do we have a time limit? Is there a time limit for this? I feel like there should be a time limit.
I'm going to say yes.
It is a movie, yes.
Because
I don't think you can make up that movie with it not her in it.
Okay.
Is it knight with a K?
Yeah.
All right, number two. Jane got a gun.
No.
What?
I don't think she had a gun. What do you mean, what? I mean, no, I don't think.
It's not a movie.
Yeah.
Not
a movie. It is a movie she's in.
Oh. You got this though now, Andy? If I say yes, it means I think she's in it.
Yeah, I was like, no.
If I say no, it means I don't think she is.
That was more recent, I believe.
It was. I think it was a couple years ago.
Oh, no, I think it was Aerosmith.
Oh, it was also
Janie, though. She's got a gun.
All right.
Keep it moving, Andy.
Not another team movie?
Yeah.
The Unknown Enemy.
No.
No, it's not.
Yes. Is The Unknown Enemy an actual movie? Or you just did you make up titles?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh. That'll be your game next week, Carter.
All right. Garden Place.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It's a trick question.
What is it? What is she in? Garden Walk or something?
It's called Garden State.
Yeah.
Okay. So, oh, gotcha. Fuck. Garden Place. God damn it. Garden Place.
Zach Braff.
No Strings Attached.
Yes. I've seen that one.
Okay. Ooh. It's a good movie. He's a little rom-com guy over there.
Yeah, I am.
A Tale of Hate and Light.
Take your time.
Yes.
Nope, it's fake.
Damn it, I was so close.
So it's fake. It's a fake movie.
Yeah, okay, they're all... The other ones are fake.
Oh, great. So now I have to figure out what she's in and what you've just made up.
A Tale of Hate and Light. I just want to know...
That actually makes
sense. I want to
know
this
because
my logic.
The fake ones, I just want to, you know, see what kind of mood Andy was in to come up with these titles.
Well, Garden Place wasn't that hard of a fake one, I guess, if you're going to be like that.
Oh, no, he was just trying to swindle you.
I know.
Jackie.
Oh, yeah. That's... She. Yeah, that came out recently. Yes.
Good job. Look
good
at that.
Movie, too.
I didn't see it, but I know what it is.
Leon the Professional.
Yes.
It is a movie.
Yeah.
The Dark Bird.
No.
The Black Swan.
I don't think you should have said...
God damn it, Andy.
You fucking idiot.
That would have gotten Joe.
Yeah, definitely. Joe probably would have said no.
We should do one of these for Joe.
Okay.
That'd be funny.
Then last
Especially
one,
if you're making them up.
Just do a spelling test for Joe.
Last one. R for Revenge.
No.
God damn it.
So the fake ones were all based on actual
titles.
Right,
so yeah, V for Vendetta, and then...
The Unknown Enemy.
Yeah.
What's that?
Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
Unreal.
Oh yeah, she's a Queen Amidala.
So obviously Garden Place was Garden State.
Yeah.
She all actually right. wrote and directed a movie called A Tale of Love and Darkness, so I just switched those words.
Tale of Darkness and Love?
No, of Hate and Light.
Oh, Hate and Light.
So...
Well, also, we weren't doing movies she's directed.
Well, no, she was in it, too.
Oh,
well, saying, like,
that's
directed
it.
When I was looking at her IMDb page, I'm like, I've never seen this movie, and it's, like, directed by Natalie Portman, written by Natalie Portman, starring Natalie Portman.
Interesting. Financed by Natalie Portman.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. So what did you end up getting right? What was
I don't know.
Percentage?
That's a good question.
I was hoping you were keeping track
of
that.
Well, we could go back, because
I think you got,
know...
like, three or four wrong.
But, yeah.
I got more right than I got wrong.
No, definitely...
Now,
we need
you know
to
what?
Keep track next time.
Andy, you really need to put this into an Excel sheet.
I could figure it out if you look at it really quick, or if you let me look at it.
See, I think...
So, I know I got...
I was hoping you were, like, catching it, because I was like, I missed, like...
Okay, Andy, where'd it go?
Oh, no, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I will next time. In fact, I think... We'll discuss this after the pod. But
yeah, I could have just put in a W or an X or something like that down on the paper, but... This is our, I think, our third game we've ever played on this pod.
Yeah, and I think...
I liked that one.
All right.
It was good.
So I got Jane got a gun.
Wrong.
Right. Knight of Cups.
You got that right.
Okay. I got No Strings Attached right.
Yes.
I got Leon right, and I got Jackie right. So that's four. Dark Bird I got right. R for Revenge I got right. Tale of Hate and Light, did I get that wrong?
You got that wrong.
Okay. Garden Place I got wrong.
Yeah.
Stupid. Unknown Enemy, I don't remember.
You got it wrong.
I think you said it wasn't real.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no,
right.
I got
so
it
seven.
Right.
You got seven right.
Unknown Enemy sounds like a real movie, though.
7 out of 10 or 9?
No.
You got 8.
No. Oh, it was 8?
I got 8 right out of how many? Like,
no.
How many were
you know
there?
Anything about...
We'll never know.
8 out of 10.
Okay.
5 and 5.
80%. Look at that. B minus. Killing it.
Now, have you seen Leon the Professional?
No, but you gave it away after you said you made up. I know that's a real movie.
Yeah, okay.
You shouldn't have said you made up some of them.
You said too much, Andy.
I'm like a poker player, Andy. You gave away your...
That was probably her debut. She was like 10 years old. It was a good movie.
Oh, okay.
About
10 perv alert.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was actually my favorite Natalie Portman film.
She also did Stranger Things at that age.
It's a movie about a hitman who protects her after a crime boss sees her.
That actually sounds familiar.
A crime? Gary Oldman was in it. He was the bad guy.
I definitely have seen
It was a good movie. Gary Oldman's the detective in...
I know who the fuck Gary Oldman is.
You know, we were talking about a supporting actors earlier.
I actually talked about him because he's the star of one of the Oscar-nominated movies.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, can you name it, Carter?
I'm going to guess...
Is that a segue? Was that a segue?
Oh, maybe. Segway. That was pretty smooth.
That was accidental, but I wanted to talk about...
I'm going
to
guess like Three Billboards.
No, he's not the star of that.
Nope.
Damn it.
Okay.
How about The Shape of
the
Water?
The Oscars? Can we segue into the Oscars?
Is it The Shape of Water?
Let's do it.
I don't know.
The Oscars this Sunday.
Is it really?
Finally, yeah.
I can't believe it's already March soon. I did not know today was February 27th.
They usually don't last till March, but this year they do. There are 9 Best Picture nominees, and I have seen 5 of them, plus 20 minutes of Lady Bird.
I can guarantee I've seen 0 of the 9.
I'm intrigued by Lady Bird, and I can't give all my thoughts, but I think it's like the girl Superbad.
Oh, I like that.
Which
then.
Is not, it's not like... Like you think, where it's this great comedy, it's the girl version of Superbad. So, like a girl making
depressing?
Superbad. No. Well, maybe.
You said it's not a comedy.
But
so
I think
like
what's funny.
More
is
real.
Larry Bird in this at all?
Like
Larry Bird?
Larry Bird?
No, it's.
I know it's Lady Bird, but.
Just the lady. Just his lady.
No, but the main character's friend.
Do you know who the original Lady Bird was?
Well, there's Lady Bird Johnson, the first wife of the president.
Tweety Bird.
Yeah.
Oh, Tony.
Well, what I was saying, the best friend of the main character is played by Jonah Hill's sister. So there's that little Superbad connection.
Interesting.
So it's a little funny, but
is she fat?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. Wouldn't have it any other way.
Not relevant, but I was. I had to
really, really investigating the gene pool, huh?
I think people should pay attention to it more than they know.
I don't know why. I was just thinking. It was like, if Michael Cera, if he has a sister, I bet they'd just look identical.
Yeah.
Right?
She'd be named Lady Bird.
Michael Cera's pretty funny.
So, keep continue.
Michaela.
So, I want to rank the 5 that I have seen. The 3 that I haven't seen at all are The Post, Call Me By Your Name, and another one. Phantom Thread. Those aren't like available yet on DVD.
Sure. Why don't you quote that, huh?
Do you guys want me to give you a little Oscar odds?
Sure.
Yeah.
Because the funny thing is with all that is the ones that are favored are usually heavy favorites.
This year, I think the
except for
five.
Best Picture, actually, now that I'm looking at it right now. So do you want me
because of the Moonlight fiasco.
Yeah. So Best Picture, the favorite. Who do you think the favorite is?
I think it's Shape of Water, but only slightly.
Dobby, who do you think the favorite is?
I might agree with that. I don't have a whole lot of knowledge on most of these films,
though.
Two?
Okay, what's your second, then?
We'll let him go with his first.
My first? I don't know. Y'all, I've only seen 3 of these.
Did you just say y'all?
I said, I don't know. Maybe yo? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know,
just,
y'all.
Just give me a picture.
3 Billboards.
Okay.
And then my second would be Phantom Thread.
All right, my second is Dunkirk. I've been hearing about some money on that because the big critically acclaimed ones will split the vote and Dunkirk will come in and take it.
Okay, Dobby.
That's good. I don't know. I haven't seen any of these other ones. I've seen Dunkirk and I've seen The Shape of Water. That's it. So, Lady Bird.
All right, so the favorite at -115, so not a heavy favorite at all, is the 3 Billboards.
Ooh,
wow.
The second favorite.
Give me the second. Give me the second.
At +140 average is The Shape of Water.
Oh.
And then at 5.5-1, which is the third favorite that none of you said, is Get Out.
Really?
And then Lady Bird comes in at 14-1. Now, Andy, if you're a gambling man, Dunkirk comes in 5th at 33-1.
Yeah.
And then Call Me By Your Name, 66-1. And then the last 3 are all tied at 100-1. The Post,
Ooh,
Darkest
Jesus.
Hour, and Phantom Thread.
Wow.
Now, if we're going at Best Director,
huh?
Odds to Win Best Director is a huge favorite.
It's a Guillermo.
At -1,000.
Guillermo, not Benicio.
So, folks,
yeah,
that
Joe's
means
favorite. That means,
that means you have to lay $1,000, folks, just to profit $100. So if you got 10 G's, just burn it a hole in your pocket and you want to make a quick $1,000. If you got the balls, bet on Guillermo.
I think we should come back to this. I'm going to do my segment because I want to
talk about the other
without spoiling.
All right.
So I want to rank the 5 I have seen. Number 5, Darkest Hour. This is about Winston Churchill in the early days of his being the prime minister, like when how he became prime minister. And what's funny is that Dunkirk plays a big role in this movie. So the actual events
plays off each other.
Yeah.
So they use the same actors too.
They never actually show any of the soldiers, but it's basically the prior leadership wanted to have a treaty with the Nazis. And Churchill was basically, we need to fight. Even though we might lose, we need to fight.
He was a war man.
Yeah. So Gary Oldman plays him, and he's...
I didn't even know that.
He's the favorite to win Best Actor. The whole point of the movie is to watch Gary Oldman's performance. Because, yeah, he's got the makeup and the fat suit or whatever.
He's
totally transformed for it. So it's not, I wouldn't say it's an amazing movie overall, but just it's that you're watching that.
Did you say you have this movie?
I watched it.
In your home?
Yes.
No,
I would like to acquire this. I want to watch this. I forgot about this.
So then number four for me would be Get Out. So even though I liked it, I did not see how it was this great like Oscar movie. Yeah, and I loved Key and Peele. So.
I think it's very original, but in the fact, I think they're just kind of playing off of it so much, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it was a huge surprise that this movie that came out in the beginning of the year. Yeah.
I was going to say, because that's been out a long time, so that was like very beginning of the year,
So, I'm very surprised that it even has a chance to win Best Picture.
Hit me with a number.
And 5.5-1 odds is not that
would be big of a dog. Three Billboards, since I just watched this last night. I love this director's previous two movies, In Bruges and Seven Psychopaths. Those were comedies, though. Mm-hmm. This was way more like emotional.
Okay.
That it's about a mother whose daughter was murdered, and she puts up three billboards outside the town saying, "Why have no arrests been made?" And basically the town turns on her because the sheriff is actually, or the chief of police is very popular. And it's just kind of like a good, like small town look and like with the weird characters. Sam Rockwell plays a cop. He's the favorite for a supporting actor. He plays a cop who's basically retarded. And it reminded me of, Tropic Thunder, where it's you never go full retard
because
he's going to win the Oscar and he's just playing a really dim guy. Not
never
he didn't go over the top. Full.
Yeah,
that's funny. I forgot about that.
Didn't go full.
You never go full retard.
And coming in at number two.
Number two is I forgot.
Shape of Water.
No, a Dunkirk, so which will leave Shape of Water number one.
Yeah,
Dunkirk was such an experience to see. So different from an Oscar movie because it's like almost plotless. Like it's not, there's something going on.
I want to say it's plotless. I think it's just,
it's not really like character based plot.
Exactly.
I like how they cut the story into different pieces though.
Yeah. With the things taking place at different times.
It's like a puzzle in a way.
Yeah.
Such a great like idea and it was executed.
Yeah. It was awesome.
But like the fact that Tom Hardy was the pilot was like meaningless. Like who? There's no one that really stood out. There's the guy from the One Direction. It's like,
there were a lot of articles about how he just has such an intensity, even with only half of his face on the camera. Like, he brought it. He still did a kick-ass job.
Absolutely.
I don't think a lot of actors could do that.
But I think he's saying it's just a very well-balanced, you know, there's nobody that takes that lead role. And,
Okay, I agree with that.
On it, but.
Yeah, so number one, Shape of Water. Again, it's like Dunkirk, where I don't think, like, the plot is something that separates it. It's good, but it's just the full package of that movie. The score, the acting, the sets. It was just, it was magical.
Interesting.
It's how they were able to just craft this entire movie. So I think it'll win Best Picture. Just the full, everything it offered.
That's gone into it, yeah.
Yeah.
The scope of it. Yeah, I want to bet against it for sure.
So now did you want me to say who... Did you still want me to name like the best actors?
Well, I was right about those.
You were right. Not only were you right, it was those two are heavy favorites.
Yeah, I think I saw that already.
So Gary Oldman to win best actor is -2,500.
Jeez. Wow. Jesus.
So after that, I mean, it's like if you just wanted to gamble a little bit, you've got Timothy Chalamet. And then that's it. Enough.
That's enough.
And then odds to win Best Actress.
Isn't it Clement?
What?
No.
I mean, maybe.
Best Actress is a heavy favorite too, right?
Yeah.
Frances McDormand.
Yep. Frances is just as heavy, 2,500.
Yeah.
Lady Bird? Is that?
She's three billboards.
No, she's three billboards across Atlanta or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Atlanta. Yeah, I need to watch The ones I want to watch are Three Billboards.
Oh, a note about Three Billboards. I think we'll enjoy this. Peter Dinklage is in it. It's a small part, but it's still
okay. Oh, Andy. Come on.
You've been waiting for that all night.
Boom. Oh, my God.
All right, and then Best Supporting Actor is a big favorite also. Not as big, but your boy Sam Rockwell at minus 800, and I think that's because he didn't go full retard. Mm-hmm. And then also in Best Supporting Actress is minus 600. Can you guess who? It's not even a one of the top films.
Mary J. Blige.
Allison Janney or whatever from I, Tonya. Odds to win Best Adapted Screenplay? No, I'm just kidding. We don't need to go that
three
far.
Three Billboards. What is... I don't know.
Call Me By Your Name.
I did enjoy that.
See, that's the problem with that, the adapted versus original screenplay, is I don't know what was adapted.
Andy, your movie right here, Best Cinematography.
Dunkirk?
Blade Runner.
Yep, Blade Runner. Oh, wow. And then Dunkirk, actually.
Cool.
Yeah. We watched about an hour of Blade Runner, then everyone fell asleep. And that's not like an indictment on the movie, at least from my perspective. The whole movie is just like scenery, and it slowly like sets up. And it was just like, after a long day, that was the wrong movie to watch.
Yeah, it was a long day.
We have any more topics, Dubby?
That's all we've got. We want to boil down what we're watching, or do we want to just get right out of here?
Is there anything that is coming out this week?
I've been watching too much.
Let's see. So, Death Wish.
Oh, there is a couple movies I want to see.
No Score. Red Sparrow, 64. What? Dance Academy. I know you're all excited about the comeback, Andy. 100%. Foxtrot, 98%, and Goldstone, 81%.
Red Sparrow's the Jennifer Lawrence
Russian spy. So I hear she bears all.
Oh, I'm definitely seeing MoviePass 101.
There's graphic nudity in here.
Ooh.
But then Death Wish, I also want to see. It's Eli Roth, Cabin Fever.
Is Eli Roth one that makes like disturbing movies, doesn't
he? Yeah.
Yeah, he did Cabin Fever. He's in, he's the Bear Jew,
but he did,
in Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah, he did one in like some movie where the plane lands on like an island that was supposed to be like a really, really graphic.
Yeah, there's one like about cannibals and stuff. Yeah.
Where like they come across basically these like whatever you would call those people that were like in like Indian type people, but they're like
witch doctor type people.
Yeah. And they like do like some gnarly like cutting of like eyes and like doing weird shit that's like, I guess like they said like legit a lot of people like threw up in theaters watching it. Yeah.
Hostel was weird.
So I know Eli Roth's into that.
This is a remake of a classic movie. Basically a guy who goes out and try to kills a bunch of gang members and stuff. So I think it's gonna be good. Bruce Willis.
What's it called?
Death Wish.
Oh, I'm not against
it. So that's a great like plot.
How far would you go to protect your family?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's also that there's that Kevin Bacon movie from like 10 years ago that had like the identical plot.
Hollow Man?
Yeah. Footloose, I'm talking about, obviously.
Oh, this has got Vincent D'Onofrio, whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, he's good.
Dean Norris. Andy, you were him for Halloween one time.
Yeah, Hank.
Yeah, this looks good, too.
Yeah,
I think this would be a fun, it's a March movie.
I'll probably see Annihilation before those.
Yeah.
There's strong bloody violence and language throughout. That's it, folks.
Nice.
So if you're looking for nudity, I think you're going to go see Red Sparrow. Yeah.
Or just watch porn. It's free on the internet.
Yeah, but it's Jennifer Lawrence.
Also on the internet.
Wow, okay.
Oh, I was going to say,
wasn't Jennifer Lawrence one of the ones that had a lot of her photos leaked?
Yeah. And
if that's the case and everyone's already seen you naked, then you might as well get paid doing
this. Not with a great camera, though.
This is why she did the scenes. She felt like she was getting her dignity and her personality back. She was the
Take
one that,
that
was
Harvey.
Willing to express it. And she found it freeing.
Cool.
So, hats off to her.
Yeah.
And I really want to see that movie now. It also looks like a pretty badass movie. Joe, I quote, he said that they should get Jennifer Lawrence and Keanu Reeves on the screen together to do some sort of...
I was thinking about that when I was talking about this Death Wish movie. It's
with,
Joe wished Keanu Reeves was
John Wick. John Wick and the Red Sparrow.
Crossover movie.
Red Wick.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, as always, we usually end with what we watch, but I don't think we're going to go into that because I got too much to talk about. Yeah,
I'm not watching much either.
I watched a movie, as we all know.
We already kind of got into what we've been watching
with
movie talk.
As always, you can follow us on Twitter, tonys.take, I think.
I think it's underscore.
Take Tony's underscore take.
Yeah.
And then go to tonystake.com.
Instagram is tonys.take.
Tonys.take is Instagram.
So our old one got banned.
And tonystake.com, we have some content out there. You can see our previous podcast.
Yeah,
and now we are also splitting podcasts. So if you are interested in sports, be sure to head over to that one as well on SoundCloud.
And check out, I talked some shit on Snapchat. If you hated that update, go check that shit out. Episode 46, out.